The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janathan's Flooring and Construction.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's the hump day. It's Wednesday. And this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking about building this city with you-know-who, Jonathan Cook.
That's Jonathan's right.
Construction and Flooring. Jonathan is in the house. Good morning.
Good morning, Meg.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I look forward to these Wednesdays.
I know. It's so fun to have you on the show. We're having a good time with this show. I love it. I
always like interacting with people, you know, and answering questions and hearing different things and different things people got going on. So it always starts my day off good. And it's right in the middle of the week, right where I need it.
Yeah, so. Well, see, he's hooked now. He's got that smile. Once you've had radio in your heart, I was told you'll never be able to do anything else again. So listen, if you have a question about construction, about building, about remodeling, about flooring, this is the expert panel. Jonathan's our expert. He's here. All you got to do is text in your question at 850-437-1620. And while we're waiting for the thousands of texts to come in, Jonathan, tell us about your company. You've been here a long time. I love your story. And maybe somebody's listening who's never heard your story before.
Right. So we've been here for 21 years. And I've been here my whole life, but I mean, I've been in business for almost 21 years. And so I'm Jonathan Cook. And if you have shopped in Pensacola, went out to eat, or toured a house that was up for sale, chances are you've walked on my product.
Oh,
and that's Jonathan's Flooring.
That's probably very true.
About 20% of all flooring from here to Panama City touches my hands in one way or another. So we either import it, we sell it, we supply it, we install it. We're all about floors.
That's cool.
And that's just one part of our business, though. So we actually originally started doing remodeling. Mm-hmm. And so we still have that, which a lot of people don't even realize. But that's actually a big part of our business is full house renovations. And so that would be Jonathan's Construction. And then we do flooring there, and we do cabinets and painting and trim and siding. And it's pretty much just a whole, you know, a whole house renovation, you know, services that are offered. And then obviously we have the flooring store as well too. So,
well, as long as you've been here now doing this over 20 years, you've got a whole team of people that have been with you a long time.
We do.
That you were saying specialize in different areas of the process.
We do. And so a lot of the stuff that we do and a lot of our process is stuff that we've just learned over time. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of businesses are that way, you know, so someone else may come into business. They may do it a completely different way than we do it, you know, but it's just what works for us. And over time, I've learned that if you have enough work for a lot of guys where you can have guys that specialize in certain things, then them guys are more efficient.
Right.
So they're good at it. They do it every day. They're efficient at it. And when they're efficient at it, it profits us, you know, as in be able to get it done right, get it done on time. But it profits the customer because ultimately it does come down to time. A lot of construction pricing comes down to material, how much material costs and how much time it takes.
Your labor costs.
Yes. I mean, that's pretty much your two basics that you're looking at. And then everybody's got their administration costs and office costs and things like that. But controlling your material price and then controlling the labor and how much, you know, that cost, those are your two big factors. And so this is why we try to import as much flooring as we can so that we can kind of control the material cost. And then we keep guys on staff that are efficient, know what they're doing, and can control the labor cost. And that turns out a product that's, you know, reasonably priced for our customers. And it's a win for us and them too.
No, that's a great, that's great. And you do have a showroom that people can stop by and
we
take
do.
A look.
Yep.
Where's that located again?
So it's on Palafox Street. It's one block south of 9 Mile. And I always encourage people just to come by because whether you're looking to do something right now or maybe do something in the future, it's always good just to come by, talk, you know, get to know us, take some samples home, look at them, see if you like them. But we're at 9320 North Palafox, and we're there 6 days a week. Sunday's the only day we're closed, 9 to 5. And we're always, you know, encouraging anybody just to stop by. And we're available pretty much anytime by appointment.
Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things I was going to ask you about, because I'm thinking about making some changes, but I'm not quite sure. And I'm wondering, should I bring someone in? What cost me to have somebody take a look at it? But you do come out and do estimates.
That's right. Yeah. And so not only do we come out and we do free estimates and consultations, because sometimes it's not an estimate. Mm-hmm. And so I think people get that confused.
Yeah. What do you say, okay, to clarify that?
Right. So the difference difference is if you're saying, hey, you know, I want to get an estimate and put new flooring in my house, that's easy. I can come out and do that. I would prefer you go to the store and pick something out first. So then I can come and I'm like, okay, this is the floor you want. I can price it that day and you have an estimate that day. A consultation sometimes... somebody might want to do some things at their house, not exactly sure which way they want to go or what they want to do. So they may say, hey, you know, I want to do a bathroom remodel, but I may take part of this bedroom over here, or I may add on to the back of the house or take some of the kitchen, or I may just leave the bathroom where it is.
Right.
And so a consultation sometimes is just me going out there and talking them through it and seeing, you know, what will work and what won't. Because they may say, hey, I want to put the bathroom over here, but once I bring up things like, hey, we're going to bust up the slab and run a 4-inch drain pipe and things like that, you know, because then that may change their plan a little bit, you know. So sometimes we'll start with just a consultation, and that's just like a meet and greet, and then look over your plans and kind of give you an idea of which direction you want to go in. And then from there, then we can move on to an estimate.
Well, and also I think what's good about that is that if I've been lived in a place a long time, I kind of see it a certain way. So to have someone with fresh eyes, and they go, well, if you just knock out that wall right there, you're going to have plenty of room for the big bathtub.
Well, that's true.
Oh.
That's true.
And you don't even like think of that, or take this closet out and we can put this over here. I don't have that kind of vision.
Right, right. And, you know, everybody has in-laws and family that knows how to do it, and they're telling them how to do it. And I go out and they're like, oh, my brother said I can do this over here. We're going to, and I'm like, that's not going to work. Sometimes it's a matter of the county. I'm like, hey, the county's never going to let us do that.
Oh,
we can't. We can't permit that and do that, right?
Yeah.
So
and you do all that piece of it of a,
we
of
do
a project
all of that,
too.
Yes.
So
yes.
People don't have to worry about that,
right? So we don't actually draw plans because people ask me that a lot. And in fact, I had a lady last week. I did an estimate. She's like, can you draw me a design? You know, of like how we're going to do her garage. And I'm not a very good artist, so I'm like, I can explain it to you, and I can go over it with you. We have some architects we can refer you to. The only downside is you are paying, you know, to have them plans drawn up. But I always tell people, like, look, we refer you to an architect, and you pay to have plans drawn up. You own those plans.
Right.
So from there, I can estimate it for you, but you can send those plans to multiple contractors
if you
want to get other estimates, because they're your plans,
right,
you know, and you've paid for them. So that's one, you know, upside to paying for your own plans is you're able to send it off to other contractors, get comparable prices. And it always makes somebody feel good, too. You know, like I'm that way. If I'm getting an estimate and I get multiple and I see that the estimate I'm getting it is in line or a better price, then it's going to make you feel better about your project.
Have you ever had to come in on a botched job, something that someone hired someone else to do, or like you said, a relative said, oh, I can do that in just a weekend.
That.
And
right.
then you... and it didn't work out. Have you had to do that?
I
guess you'd call those cleanup construction.
I probably see jobs every week that somebody has started not finished.
Really?
Yes. But I also do a lot of estimates and consultations.
Okay.
So to be fair, like I do estimates Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I can do anywhere between 8 and 15 estimates in a day.
Wow.
So I can do between 15 and 30 estimates a week in two days a week. So, every week you're probably seeing one in there, but sometimes it's not botched. You know, like I looked at one this week, and the guy had wanted us to finish his bathroom, so he started the bathroom and wanted us to finish it. But he started himself, and actually, what he's done is look good.
Looked
he just
pretty good.
Hasn't had time, and he's in the medical field, and just sometimes you get into doing these things, and you're like, this is a lot more work than I realized it was. And if you're working all day and you're only doing it in the evenings or weekends, even I'm like that. I get home and I'm like, I don't want to come home and start putting tile up on my walls. I mean, after I've worked all day,
right?
And so that's some of it. And in his case, it actually worked out for him because some of the stuff he did looks good, and it's going to save him money from us not having to do those things.
Okay.
You know? So we may just finish it up, and it probably is going to save him some money in the long run. So.
Well, that's good. Okay, well, we've got a couple of texts rolling in here. So first of all, do many people go with carpet these days, thinking of just a couple of rooms like bedrooms? Are there any affordable and durable brands that you'd recommend?
Right. So
I guess a lot of that depends on how you're going to use it, right?
It does.
If you have pets. And...
It does. It depends on, you know, how you're going to use it, if you're going to rent it, if you're living there yourself. I mean, so we're going to a lot of houses, you know, it may be somebody, their kids are grown and moved out, and they want to put carpet in the guest bedrooms. Well, then bedrooms are only being used when the kids come and stay over Thanksgiving, things like that. So, you know, on the regular basis, no one's even walking in them rooms. So then the carpet's going to last forever, essentially, you know. But we do see a lot of people still putting carpet in. So mostly they would just be the bedrooms. People will put carpet in the bedrooms and then, you know, like a vinyl plank or a hard surface throughout the whole house, the rest of the house. And then we see a lot of people just do hard surface throughout the whole house. I will see a lot of people that will say, hey, you know, I'm used to carpet in the bedrooms and I've had it for years and I don't want to step out of the bed onto a cold floor.
Right.
And of course, I always say, well, you can put rugs down, rugs down, you know. So I always
throw
that out
there. But as you get older, rugs slip.
Right.
So.
But some people just do like the carpet. So I would say as far as brand, I would go with Dreamweaver carpet. I feel like for what you get, for what you pay, I feel like they're the best value. Mm-hmm. And we stock and sell Dreamweaver, and we do Mohawk and Shaw and all the other companies, Southwinds too. But for the money, I think Dreamweaver is probably one of your better ones
okay.
for what you pay.
Interesting. Okay. Keep those questions coming in. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking to Jonathan Cook. He's the owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. And if you've got a question really about remodeling, flooring, excuse me, anything like that, please text it in at 850-437-1620. Okay. We've got another text that came in. Are any of your team members proficient in trim carpentry? Also, how are you able to keep up with so much work and employees and maintain good customer reviews?
Well, it's definitely a hard thing. So I want to say, also, if you have a question, you don't get it on air, you can always call us at our store afterwards, 850-332-5905, or just stop by and check it out, 9320 North Palafox Street. All right. One, yes, we do have some carpenters that are very good at trim work.
Mm-hmm.
If we didn't have one, I would be searching for one.
Right.
I mean, carpentry work is something that's pretty big to us. And when we do carpentry work, so I have one guy, Dallas, in particular, and he's probably, I would say, by far my best carpenter or a good carpenter. I have other good ones, too. I don't want to put nobody else, kick anybody else.
But
the thing about Dallas is he's good at a lot of stuff, but carpentry work is what he's done his whole life. And before he come to me, he built custom houses for 17 years.
Wow.
And then he moved here from Arkansas and got a job with us, and he's been with us ever since, and we love him. As far as customer relations, you have to have a team in place.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to ever run a business and not have problems. I mean, there's always going to have problems, and I think that's one thing that sets me apart is I expect it. So I expect my guys to mess something up, or I expect somebody not to be happy about something. And I always tell my guys, it's just the manner in which you handle it is what's important. You know,
absolutely.
So if something happens, we just try to handle it.
Make it right.
Right. But we have, you know, so we have the girls that work at the store that do, you know, communication and scheduling and, you know, collecting payments. And then you have me, and then you have my brother Joseph, and then we have Steve. Three of us are on the road all day keeping up with guys and checking on jobs. And so when you have a team of people that can come in and look after and check on it, it's not so hard to keep up with. As you think, you know.
Well, it also, I think, has a lot to do with the fact that you own the business. So there's a dedication and a commitment to it. But if you could see when Jonathan starts, when someone asks a question specifically about vinyl plank or something else, you should see how his face lights up. He's like, he loves this. He loves what he does. And that, to me, that makes all the difference. When someone's passionate about what they do and they care about the product, they care about the result, they want their customers to be happy.
Right. And so there is nobody that works for me that doesn't mind jumping in there and working and doing it.
Uh-huh.
So I do estimates on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The other 4 days a week, I'm out there working with my guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I may check on 10 jobs in a day, or I may just check on one. If I get to my first job and those guys need help, I'm just going to stay there the rest of the day and help them. Or if I know we have a job coming up, I'm like, hey, yeah, they're going to need help with this, or, you know, it's more custom, then I may be out there with them. But my brother does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if Joseph goes and checks on a job and these guys need help, he's going to jump in and help them. And Steve does. I mean, Steve just kind of more project managers. He also does a little bit of sales and things like that. But he will go check a job after the guys. And if there's something little he needs to tidy up or do, a lot of times he'll just do it himself. None of us mind jumping in there and helping with our guys.
Well, see, that's a great attitude, though.
Yeah, because I actually enjoy it. I'd rather be out there working anyway.
You can see the smile on your face when he talks about doing it. It's like,
hey, the guys need help finishing this job. Or Sherry's like, we don't have anybody to cover this job. Yeah, I'm like, I'll go do it.
Yeah. I'm in there.
I would rather do that than be at the office all day.
Of course.
I would much rather that.
I understand that.
I like being outside. I like the sun. I like sweating. I like working. It's just enjoyable to me to you know, do something and stand back and be like, oh, I accomplished something today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever want to go through a day and not accomplish anything.
Well, and also you don't want to disappoint people. I mean, this is where people live, where they work.
Right.
You're trying to help them be better.
Right, right. Yeah, and we're not perfect. I mean, we're not going to, you know, we're never going to run a company and not have problems.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever want to set the bar, you know, with an unrealistic expectation.
Right.
When I go out and sell jobs to people, I try not to sell anybody. I just like, hey, this is the estimate. Give them all the information I can. And I don't want to set some unrealistic expectation that we have to meet just to get a job. I don't want to overpromise too much, you know?
Right, right.
Because I think that's important. I think going into it, like, we want to have an expectation of our customer and know what who we're talking to, who we're dealing with, what they want. But we also want them to have the same expectation of us. We want to be upfront, be like, hey, this is what we can deliver to you. You know, we don't overpromise something.
Right. And that's where trust and integrity come in.
Yes.
We're talking with Jonathan Cook, who's the owner of Jonathan's Flooring and Construction. If you've got a question, text it in 850-437-1620. Got another one. We haven't done a show yet. We haven't talked about vinyl planking.
Okay.
How does vinyl planking compare price-wise? Let me see how it says. Versus tile as far as installing it.
So I'm a big fan of vinyl plank, and I'm actually, right when I got into the flooring business, and I've been in flooring for a long time, but when I opened my retail location is really when vinyl plank was kind of starting to take off and become bigger, and I'm kind of glad I caught that wave.
Yeah, what is it? Because someone may not have any idea what we're talking
right,
about.
It looks like wood, so it's going to look like hardwood flooring, just like, so originally we had hardwood flooring back in, say just the 1800s, you know, original, we had hardwood flooring, and then obviously that's expensive. Takes a lot of trees to make it. So then, you know, we're looking for cheaper ways to get that same look and effect, and then come along a laminate flooring, which looks like wood, but it's a press board core. It was big in the 90s and even into the early 2000s. The problem with it is just people mopping it. Just water would get into the seams and cause them to swell up or bow. Right. It can't take water at all. Pets, you know, get pet urine on it. Bathrooms, kitchens, you can't really put in bathroom and kitchens because you don't want to get no water on it. Mm-hmm. You don't want it to warp up. Also, it's a press board wood, so it expands and contracts constantly. So all wood expands and contracts. So you really have to have a good bit of expansion, you know, within the laminate.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're like, hey, you know, we like this look. We like selling this. We're having a lot of warranties with it. You know, it's getting wet. It's ruining. And then, so, you know, like we're always innovating America. You know, we're always innovating products. And so then come along vinyl plank, which looks like the original wood, but now it has a different core. So instead of the press board core, we have an SPC, which is stone and plastic core, and we have a WCP, which is a wood and plastic.
Thank you for saying what the acronyms are.
The two big components in the WCP and the SPC is stone shavings. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously stone can get soaking wet and then it doesn't ruin it.
Right.
And then the WCP is plastic. So it's basically like having a plastic core. And so the plastic will flex and go on wood subfloors and things like that. But neither one will be ruined in water.
Right.
So that's really where it innovated and come from. The need was just like, hey, it will hold up better. You know, you can put it in your kitchen, you can put it in your bathroom, pets on it. I mean, just rainy days, just coming in and out. You'd be surprised, laminate flooring, somebody coming in that's been pouring down rain outside and just their feet getting it wet at the front door. Over time, that whole area would be messed up with a laminate.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everybody wants to stay with that wood look without having to pay that high wood price.
Right.
And that's where the vinyl plank come from. As far as install, it's easy to install. It's a click and lock product. We do have a full glue down version of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the install price on it, I'd say it's half of what tile is.
Really?
Yes.
That surprises me a little bit.
Because like that's what I was talking about earlier with the time. A lot of your pricing comes from how long is it going to take me to get this done.
Of course. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. And it will go down twice as fast. Even if you put tile down quicker, which it'd be hard to put it down faster and the vinyl plank can do a good job at it, you still have to come back, clean it, grout it, seal it. There's all those extra steps to it that you don't have to do with vinyl plank.
Gotcha. Okay, when you answered the question earlier about your business, got a response from the listener that asked the original question. And let me read the response to you, Jonathan. It's a great answer, and that's exactly what any good boss businessman should do. I'll be in contact. Thank you.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I'll be looking forward to coming out and doing an estimate for you or
Excellent.
A consultation. If
What's the number he should call? He or she should call?
So just call our store, 850-332-5905. And why I say call the store, so I don't give my cell phone number out, but I want to tell people I don't mind. I don't mind giving it out. I used to give it out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But people will call me or text me and say, hey, can you do this estimate? And I'll be like, sure. And then I've got a schedule for the next 3 days and I forget about it.
Right.
So I'm like, I even tell people that I know that have been customers forever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if you call the store, they will put it on the schedule, and whatever's on that schedule will get done.
Right.
If you ask me to do it, I'll agree to do anything, because I'm not going to tell somebody no. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll do it.
Right.
And then, you know, I may forget about it.
And you have four appointments already scheduled for that time. Right, yes. So I understand
that.
So
that's the only reason I give the store number out instead of my personal number.
No,
just so that make sure, I want to make sure if somebody has an appointment with us that we're hitting and meeting that appointment. So, feel free to give them a call, 850-332-5905. Or like I said, just stop by and check our store out. If you're looking for any sort of flooring quotes, go ahead and pick your flooring out ahead of time.
Because so they could go to your store and do that.
They can. They can go to the store, they can look, and they can take some samples home with them.
Oh.
And then when I come out to do the estimate, they'll have some samples on site, and then we can look at them together and pick something.
Oh, that's a great idea.
A lot of people do that. You'd be surprised.
Okay.
And then I'll take the samples back to the store for them, so they ain't got to worry about taking them back, save them a trip.
Oh, that's great.
So that's really the best way to do it. But I always tell people, if you don't have time to, just make an appointment. I can come out and I can just do a price with a baseline.
Mm-hmm.
Say, okay, most of our vinyl plank is $3 a square foot. I'm going to put that in for material. When you go pick something, they can adjust it.
Mm-hmm.
But your labor is going to be the same. Your demo, your shoe, all that's going to be the same anyways.
So. Okay, great. So we got another text question that came in. I had ordered a door through one of the big box stores. It took so long to arrive, and then the crew they scheduled were not really prepared, and they were several hours late arriving. Just saying, it was not a great experience.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how it goes sometimes. Like, it's hard to do so many different things, and some of the stuff is out of your control. Like that in particular, ordering. So a lot of our doors and windows takes us 6 weeks to 2 months to get them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to prepare for that, and it's something that you don't really have any control over.
You know what my least favorite expression is?
What's that?
Some assembly required.
Sorry, that's true.
Some assembly required. Oh my God, that's been my worst nightmare on so many things that I've bought online or in a store and had it dropped off. So no, I'm not going to be. I'm going to go to someone like you for sure. Okay, we got another question, Jonathan. Do you refinish hardwood floors?
We don't. We don't refinish hardwood floors. So we actually. I know Trindle's in town down on Davis Highway. They do hardwood refinishing. Always tell people to call them because I've always heard good things about them. And so that's where it comes down to what your guys are good at. They have guys that just refinish hardwood floors all day, every day, and they're efficient at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we could come in there and do it for you, but I feel like the price wouldn't be fair compared to what you could get someone else that does it every day to do it. So it's probably one of the few things we don't do.
Do you have any kind of safety requirements or something that would make you help you make that decision when it's time to just refinish, or is it time to replace? How do you determine that? Is that just a personal preference? Or?
Well, a couple different things. One, price. If people want to, spend the money, because refinishing hardwood floors is not cheap.
Right.
Secondly, sometimes, it depending on what kind of hardwood floors, you don't really want to cover them up with something. You can put carpet or vinyl plank over them, but you don't want to put tile, anything like that, if it's any sort of wood subfloor, because it's not going to hold up over a long period of time. So sometimes you may just need to refinish them because it's what's best for the house.
Right.
And not necessarily what you want. It's not always about what you want, and though we all like to think it is,
mm-hmm.
but the reality is, you can want a certain type of flooring, but if it's not good for your house, then that's not a good product to put in, and we're going to tell you that, So in some cases, it's better to refinish them because it's the best for the house.
Right. Well, and that's where your experience comes in, because I've laughed about this, but imagine you've seen every year of house from the 1800s all the way up to something that's new construction, right? You've really covered the gamut of all the different types of housing, the designs, the wood. There's so many different factors that come into this that I think you can only learn from experience.
Right. And that's true. Even me, I'm still learning stuff now, so you're always coming across new things and learning different things. And I think that's always going to be that way. Even if you was to learn everything there was about construction today,
mm-hmm.
all the products and services, they change over time. Our designs change and our innovation and new products come out. So you're always going to be learning new things.
Gotcha.
Part of the deal.
What's your most challenging thing that you're dealing with now in terms of the construction and remodeling and... anything in particular?
I don't know. No, everything seems like it's going pretty good. I would just say, I'd say No. Everything seems to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty happy with where we're at right now.
Which is great.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
It is. I would say the market interest rates.
That's the thing. Okay.
Because our investor business has slowed down. And when I talk to investors, they're like, hey, it cost me a fortune to borrow money and flip houses. So I would say we're seeing that investor pullback.
Right.
And it's strictly interest rates. Until those interest rates come down, you're not going to see a lot of investors coming back into the market. And that's a big chunk of business right there.
Well, that makes sense. Flipping houses.
Yeah, I would
that
say
kind of thing.
Interest rates are probably the biggest challenge we have right now.
Okay, Jonathan, we've been talking with Jonathan Cook, Jonathan's Construction Flooring. Let's give your number and your website one more time and address.
Right. Yeah, so it's my phone number is 850-332-5905, or you can stop by and check our store out, 9320 North Palafox Street, Pensacola, or look us up on Facebook, Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. And just reach out to us any way you want.
All right. Thanks so much, Jonathan. Jonathan with Jonathan's Construction Flooring. Great to see you.